What's up, everyone? This is Charlie. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Enter the Skill to Catch a Vibe. It's very special. It's my birthday. That's all I'll say.
Yeehaw!
Everyone's still here.
We're all still here. This is Mia.
We did the musical chairs.
Megan.
Alexia.
Now, I'm in charge, and I say it's time for our first song. Let's go.
See and rejoice, for our pain is not eradicated but shared.
Well, I'll tell you about myself now.
We
All right, that was an old-timey banger. I don't know really how I feel about it, because like I feel like it definitely brought my mood down.
Well, it was kind of, you know.
I just switched around the playlist for the rest of the hour to bring the mood back up a little bit.
Sounds good.
But that's a song by someone called Norma Tanega, who had one of the most interesting life stories.
That's the lady that we were talking.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, so we watched this show called What We Do in the Shadows, and she sings.
Oh, the vampire one.
Yeah. Yeah. She such a good show. What is it?
The
You're
theme song.
Dead.
Yeah. which is actually good. That's a good song too.
You're dead.
That's confusing.
It's a good song though.
But she had so many different lives. Like what was some of the stuff
professor,
she did?
Professor. Look her up.
Yeah, let's read her biography real quick.
Really, really, really interesting person. Let's see.
She learned how to play music by like playing the auto harp along to Joan Baez records.
Yeah. Auto harp?
I don't really
remember
know.
Remember when we watched that video of like the harp with like a ton of strings on it? Was that with you?
I don't think so, man.
Man, we had this conversation about like weird instruments like a month ago.
Man.
Okay, whatever. Never
mind. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I
was there.
You were there? Pearl was there.
Yeah.
Was I there?
You probably were, but you know what?
I don't know.
Oh my god, I was playing the guitar.
I just like. Blanked out for a moment. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What else did she do?
Oh, that's what I was doing. She worked at Scripps College for a while and was part of their ceramic, like, instrument ensemble.
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of crazy.
Ceramic instrument?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
some of her songs have been covered by the OCs and also... They Might Be Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Might play that song later, but that was also one of the ones I was thinking not to play. But yeah, we're kind of pushing our limits here with the time. So
peace.
Is still told, given what they feel, they put their hands up real slow. Out in the streets, this be the role at CeeLo. Knew he about to blow ever since hearing Bino. Villain know the flip scripts like Tarantino. MCs need a vino. Okay, the fun's over. One time, while I give the track a once over. Word quite buttery. Number one answer, did I stutter G? It's all ugly, we found a new discovery. Brand new spanky way to G off lovely. Not unlike off a high noon druggie. Who on the moon in the fly new doom buggy? Bass D, is this thing on? Anything we do, never on no sing song. Always from the heart, no matter who got no bling on. Doom keep it moving back and forth like ping pong. It's so strong and linger on. Leave him itchy like the index finger, the trigger on. Go on, get your swig on. Before you bring the liquor out, just make sure the nigga gone. Teeth looked in the mirror, see my handsome face. I barely couldn't sleep, I'm about to make $100,000 today. Helmet lane, sweats with the splashes. Kiss Ace on the forehead and grab the ratchet. Ferrari Schwindel in the garage. Re-scooping the large, met my plug at the racetrack. His roof had stars, the old duffel with 250, bought 10. He fronted 10, I sell my shits for 35. I got a template about to hit. Hit my nigga out in Cleveland, he can meet me out. And Harry said he was gonna bring his cousin. Nigga acting kinda scary, I said boo. Meet me at 5, same place every time. Something about this time, no, it had a bad vibe. Got there for 58, hit him up, he said he pulling in. I hopped out, went to the trunk and then removed the tin. He got out, talking all loud, laughing. Where his bag, I'm thinking, then I seen his cousin grabbed it. Something don't feel right. Let me get this 350 and I'm out. I ain't even about to count. Went to grab the gym bag. Then I seen a 40 flash. Niggas said, give it up. My heart start beating fast. Gave it up. Then them niggas sped off in the wagon. And then I made a call. I need them dead, but they was taxing. I didn't give a fuck. Them niggas pussy. Well, it is his cousin on the force, but he a rookie. Live in Cleveland Heights. Got a wife and three kids. We need an addy.
We need an addy.
Make sure we get the 10 bricks back. Get at 2 hours later, the fuck nigga got to his house. Put the gym back down. Then he fell on the couch. Thought he hit a good one. Then he heard a noise of upstairs, called his wife name, no response. He hopped about the chair, went up the staircase, heard his newborn crying, walked in the nursery. Then bullets started flying, wife was tied up. Seven hit the nigga, tore his ass up. My nigga jetted down the stairs, grabbed the bag, they was out of there. 3 hours later, got my 10 bricks back. On the forehead. Good night. Good night. The rookie cop fam not having it. Intelligence was hella bent. Once upon a time when the swag was in development. What is kinfolk into? Shots ring through, see a bag drop. A speed in SUV's back with, so inching up, viewing what I'm doing, gun crew. It was about 100,000. I returned it since I knew him. Said, fast life, my nigga. Please don't ask about it, Richard. Later on, breaking news, chalk outline, a bitch hurt. A noise outside, see cops all tense with apprehend. Gun flying over backyard fence with a shot to his leg. He damn near bust in my crib. Didn't sight, excited. Hide it, hide me, hide me. Boom, boom, boom. No, I didn't see any flee from the check thorough. Best lay here till tomorrow. Then tweeze out the bullet, so I manage it. Said, thank you, Rick. And once we were far in the trunk of my car, said, got it from here? One of his peers. Yeah, so I let him out. And now, getting tortured, I see questions about his whereabouts.
All right, that was Good Night by West Side Gun featuring Slick Rick. I really like that newer Slick Rick flow, like so weightless almost. If you guys want to say a quick hello, we got a couple, like 10 seconds before this song technically ends.
Shout out to Jingles.
R.I.P. Jingles in the very near future.
On his last leg, literally.
Hey, he's still kicking.
But now we will hear the promised Joe Rosenberg Report.
Yay!
We'll be coming shortly.
Hello. Joe Rosenberg signing on from Sevilla, España for my sometimes weekly update from Sevilla. This week, it's kind of been a little bit chillier here, getting down into like 50s nowadays. You gotta bundle up, maybe put on a second sweatshirt. I'm completely fine as a white man with a little bit of Scandinavian in my genes. I'm doing just fine out here in this weather. It's nothing, it's a little bit of dust on my shoulder, you know me. Currently, it's raining a little bit. It's a little iffy, the weather right now. Let's see. This past week, I went to my fourth soccer game since being here. I've been to two at Sevilla FC and two at Real Betis Balompié. I like Betis more. They wear green. Green's a cooler color than red. So I fuck with them, but I got a free ticket because my friend...
Boo, Joe, you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, we're going. And the sickest part about it is we got the, like, what do they call it? Where you, like, they give you, like, food, like, hospitality tickets. Where, like, you show up somewhere, like, an hour before the game, and they give you free drinks and, like, free food. So I chowed down and was drinking free beverages on the tab of my friend's father, so loved that. The big thing that has really taken my attention this week was on last Thursday. I had all you can eat sushi, and I ate like it was 25 euros, and I think I probably ate about 80 euros worth of sushi. Like I ingested more fish than there are currently in the ocean right now. And I'm still like physically like recovering from that. It's been, what is it, like 5 days now? And I'm 90% back to normal. I've been having the absolute worst time, in terms of bowel movements and stomach comfort, if you know what I mean, for the past couple of days. But other than that, I really enjoyed my all-you-can-eat sushi experience. Very fun. Coming up on some like national holidays, so I think I have a 5-day weekend starting right now. Love my Tuesday nights, but now Tuesday is actually a weekend, which is so beautiful. Unfortunately, I do have to lock in academically for the first time this semester. I've been kind of coasting the entire time because I haven't had to do absolutely anything, but because all I have are final exams, but now I'm 2 weeks out from my final exams and I need to learn 4 months of material in all four of my classes. So inshallah, we will learn. One thing that I've been thinking about lately is getting a pet rodent. Not something like, I don't know, are squirrels rodents? If squirrels are rodents, then that's what I'm talking about. But if not, then whatever squirrels are. Not like a rat or anything like that. I wouldn't want that. I think mice are cute, but rats really like creep me out, and those are the typical rodent pets. But something like small and furry, but not like a cat or a dog, I think that'd be really cool. Birthday coming up, gonna be electric. Charlie birthday right now, hopefully has been electric. All that good jazz and fun things like that. Let me think. Man, I don't know. I'm kind of living the nice, like, comfortable, chilled out life. Like, nothing too exciting has been going on, but, you know, every waking moment is an excitement. Like, it's all glory to God that we're here in the first place, you know what I mean? So, I love the Creator, love the Lord's always looking over me, especially while I'm in God's country, Andalusia. Ooh, there's been some political protests here lately, which has kind of been electric. Like, I was walking to class one day and I was like, oh, nice, the UGT. I don't know politically what they are, but they were just outside the building. They were getting electric. They were saying something like, salta, salta, and they were all jumping around. I was like, damn, what if the Republicans had a coordinated jump chant? I think I would vote for them. I'm playing. That'd actually be kind of electric. I think we should bring that. We should bring jumping chants into American politics and make it a little bit more cultish, and that'd be electric. But that's all I have for today. Signing off. Hopefully I'll have some great stories coming up for the rest of December. But happy birthday, Charlie, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, Joe. Doesn't happen every week that we get a Joe Rosenberg segment, but when we do, it's always my favorite part of the show.
You know what? We got two Joe Rosenberg segments.
He said electric six times.
Six times?
Yeah, we counted.
Yeah, I think the swear is balanced out by the amount of times he said electric.
He only sweared once.
Yeah, so 6-to-1 ratio.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It was better than usual. Usually I have to, cut him out.
Usually you don't even get to play it.
That's true. The last one we did not get to play because he swore way too many times. Because I think he's talking about doing his laundry.
And he got pretty heated, apparently. I don't know. Poor guy.
Oh, we're getting a call. Mia, I need help. Mia, help.
What if it was Joe?
That'd be electric.
It would be electric. Hello?
Hello, Charlie. This is your GM speaking, and I am calling to wish you a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Lucy.
Oh, Lucy!
Of course. I am tuning in. I am enjoying the show. I don't know who Joe Rosenberg is, but boy, he's got things to say, Charlie.
Oh, he's my ex-roommate from the last 2 years, and wow, I've heard him say more things than probably any other person ever.
I believe it. I wanted to call in and wish you a happy birthday and say I'm enjoying your show very much.
Thank you, Lucy. Thanks so much.
Lucy.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
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 That was nice. Always love to hear from friends on the show. Yeah, we'll put you on the air if you call in. But until then, we're going to listen to the back half of... Actually, I'll start the song over because we couldn't hear it anyway. It's going to be Cut Your Hair by Pavement. Let's go.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Being old.
habits die too hard, so I hold on to them for the rest of my life. Sandbags I keep tied to my ankles weighing me down, but comforting at the same time. You are the iris in my eye, my light. The more you shrink away, the more you try to hide. You are the sun in the sky. Wake up too late and miss most of you before you dip behind the tree line. You are the iris in my eye. You are the iris in my eye. You are the iris in my eye. Being stupid and being 15, being the same, and I never change. Old habits die too hard, so I'll hold on to them for the rest of my life. The sandbags I keep tied to my ankles weighing me down, but comforting at the same time. You are the iris in my eye. You
Now we're gonna listen to a Moldy Peaches song, and then what are we gonna listen to next? Oh yeah, the one of the songs from the new Home Is Where album, which banged. Mia, did you like that album? Home Is Where?
Yes.
Great album. One of the best of the year.
Yes, I did.
We're listening to not too much new stuff. Not too much stuff from this year tonight. Because I think next
the song that you got coming out by Du Visage.
Yeah,
unless you still have it.
Yes, that's from this year.
They're a local band from. I'll talk more about them.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to a song by the Lilies and then a song by the Strokes, of course, and then we'll get to that song. So we'll probably have one more talk break then, and you can announce it then.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
But new words came out without 40 ounces of social skills. I'm just an ass in the crack of humanity. I'm just a huge manatee. A huge manatee. And besides, you're probably holding hands with some skinny pretty girl that likes to talk about. Joe.
Robotech, Ron Jeremy, Shrew.
I wanna watch cartoons with you, Josie and the Pussycats and Scooby-Doo. I want you to watch cartoons with me, my hood and walked away. That doesn't mean I don't like you. And besides, you're probably holding hands with some skinny pretty girl that likes to talk about bands. And all I wanna do is ride bikes with you and stay up. Doesn't mean I don't like you.
No.
I opened my mouth and I tried and I tried. And besides, you're probably holding hands with some skinny pretty girl that likes to talk about bands, and all I wanna do is ride bikes with you and stay up late and watch cartoons. I'm just your average Thundercats
home. pushing mosquitoes all along their arms, then drove on home in separate cars.
So guys, I just saw a list of the 10 most popular songs from 10 years ago this year to 2013.
All right, are you going to start bottom up?
Yeah, let's start from the bottom.
Yeah, number 10.
They're really bad. Roar by Katy Perry.
Oh, makes sense.
Great song.
That was goaded, actually.
Great song. I think we should sing a little part of the song.
Yes, I think we should sing all of, a little bit of all of these. All right, number 9.
Okay, yeah.
Cruise by Florida Georgia Line.
Oh my god,
I remember this song.
Ready? They were so big.
Baby, was so
that bad, can roll my windows down. And cruise.
And not gonna lie, kind of a banger.
Number 8. When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars.
Wow. Deserve.
Alright, number 7.
That was 10 years ago?
Yep.
Number 7 is Just Give Me a Reason by Pink.
Just
I hated this song. I hated that song so much. Number 6, Mirrors by JT, Justin Timberlake.
Like mirror.
Oh,
my mirrors.
I feel like that was from longer ago. That's crazy.
Number 5, Can't Hold Us by Macklemore.
Goated song.
No.
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, no.
Return of the Mech.
Exactly.
We go back.
This is the moment. We had to like babble through the entire recording.
Number 4. You guys aren't gonna believe this one. The Harlem Shake.
Wow.
10 years
that was only 10 years ago?
Yeah.
That was longer.
I feel like that was a while.
No, you know.
Filthy Frank started the Harlem Shake. Fun fact.
Oh wow.
Did you know that? Yeah. Crazy.
Do the
the challenge. No. It was like the first big thing
was
on
that
YouTube.
Harlem? No, am I wrong?
Do the whole
Yeah.
Then it is the song. No,
yeah. All right, number 3, Radioactive.
Yeah.
Oh, you already.
By Imagine Dragons.
Ready?
Yeah. Banger.
This one, Beat Saber goes hard.
I'm waking.
Oh, I forgot his turn.
I love my brow, my sweat, my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Number 2, Blurred Lines.
Oh my god.
So good.
Okay. This song made me so uncomfortable when it would come on the radio
so
with my parents.
Scuzzy.
Yeah, I know.
A good song,
Charlie, though. You said we were going to agree with you that these songs were bad. We love
these
songs.
Dude, these are
songs.
All terrible songs.
We love these songs.
What's the chorus?
Like, they're all classics, but they're all, like, they're all classics
for
being bad.
Oh,
I
know.
A blurred line. I know you want it.
Oh.
I know you want it. I know you, because you're a good
And number 1.
Okay.
The number 1 song of 2013, you guys probably know, is Thrift Shop.
Oh,
damn,
yeah.
Two in the top five.
Where'd he go? Macklemore popped off. That was the year he won the Grammy.
Ready?
What happened?
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping? What?
I'm putting a stop to this.
Preview to our karaoke radio.
I'm putting a stop to this. Those were all terrible songs. You guys can't disagree with me.
They're all good. I'm
gonna pop some tags.
attention, all listeners. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders last year into the trauma center. I messed that one up. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I feel so unnecessary.
I'm still licking the roof of my mouth from where I burned it with a microwave burrito last night. It's all smooth like silly putty still in the egg, not like razor burns on my leg. Invoked in hopes of achieving something like an image only existing in my head. Last month I drove myself deaf, life to beach, life and death. On my way to pick up McDonald's breakfast every morning, a girl still in mourning over what she's not sure. There's no known cure for this kind of feeling. Her eyes on the ceiling, her head on the floor. When you're in a place that don't let you lock your doors, and the walls are painted blue and there's no handles on the drawers. All the things that are absent made you think about the things in real life that aren't. Heaven is a place where you aren't allowed to kill yourself. Heaven is a place where you're not allowed to kill yourself. A little ivermectin and a whole lot of soul. Hyperbolic statements about rock and roll. A good amount of aspartame and sublingual estradiol. Tight, sweet chili and sexuality on trial. Hyperconfessional and overwhelmingly sincere. The kind of girl who vomits after one beer. Truly ineffectual at writing my wrongs. I've been the subject of too many songs. Half-finished books and late departures. I'm in love with thieves, martyrs, and farmers' daughters. Expensive silk draped over cheap ties and garters. Rock and roll statesmen no longer tasteful. My mottled horse brays, oh, isn't this wasteful? Let it supply a paragraph of your coffee table book about the interpersonal dynamics of Boston-based transsexual pop pariahs between the years of 2018 and 2025. Kinda hopeful thing I would hope it will be. Though I can't say I'll be painted in the best light. A restatement of my values to myself. Try for a restatement of my values to myself. Thank you.
Oh.
They were clapping for me, guys.
The song coming up next, this is Cheetah by Du Visage. They are a local band from Miami, and they're really, really awesome, and I'm really glad that Charlie is playing them on the show, because they're super, super awesome. Yes, that's all I have to say. They're awesome. They were touring the East Coast, and yes, all right, they
we'll
just
be,
finished
we'll be back
tour.
To say goodbye in a couple yes. minutes, so bye until then.
Bye-bye.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't paying attention.
Jump scare
goodbye song. We might have to listen to it twice, because I don't think we have time to listen to another real song.
You never give us a heads up when we're talking.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the time I don't know.
Well,
to be quite honest.
That was a jump scare.
Spontaneous.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever we talk, it's very authentic.
Megan, that is really far.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Anyways. This is Charlie. You have listened to Zenner the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Very special episode.
Very special episode. I had a great birthday today.
Yay.
Thank you to everyone who
Happy
was involved
birthday.
With this show. Thank
Woo!
You, Joe, Mariana, Juniper, Megan's friends, Joe Rosenberg again.
Lucy.
Oh, yeah, Lucy, too. I had no idea what you were trying to say. I thought you were trying to say Lewis. And I was like, I don't know anyone named Lewis.
Well, we don't
well,
want to.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, shout out Lucy. shout out me.
Shout out Charlie.
Shout out your
birthday
mom for
boy.
Birthing you.
True.
Shout out Charlie's mom.
Shout out your dad.
For also helping.
For being
for
there.
For aiding. Aiding in the process.
Oh no, we're listening to the song again. Are the other people here the next show?
Probably.
One would hope. Otherwise, I don't know. Maybe I'll put on something silly. James, right. Just James. Yeah, get in here, guys. I don't want to listen to this song a third time.
Alright. Uh-huh.
I'm a gangster. Gangster love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, I brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.
What I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see?